in similar case, if you base menuda, once a person has been put in chayrim, so yes, we spoke about a person who's an avriyan who was not put in chayrim. Now we're talking about he's been put in chayrim already. Same as tafrinos, so the chotav shetzarach asara, he's no longer can be used for minyan. Abu mutal isbalam b'besekeset shu shom. The fact that he's present doesn't prevent other people from staying in the building, unless they said explicitly that in the chayrim that would be so. Okay.
Is this just in his city, or this is all Kol Yisrael?
Once they make a chayrim, it's binding.
Yeah. So what would they do? They would advertise this throughout the whole country?
How they would do it? I don't know. Imagine they would send a letter to the rabbanim of different cities. You know, if they believe he's going to, skip town. Okay. So when we say that there's a minyan, we have to have all 10 people in one place with the shliach tzibur together with them. So you can't have them, right now it's excluding, let's say they can't be in two different rooms. If one of the people is standing in the doorway, min agav ulchutz. So what does agav mean? Chaynu kishesagra delas mimakam pinimis shal oved delas ulchutz kelchutz. If he's standing in the doorway, but if you would shut the door, he'd be outside the door. Where he's standing would be out. If the door would be shut, he'd be outside the door. You didn't shut the door. That's to say, like he's outside of the room. Okay. Let's do the following. Let's do the few. I'd like to do the next few sifrim together, and then we'll do the mishaburas. Like you go through different scenarios of the arrangements, of what's called one room or two rooms, etc. So he's behind the shul. There's a window there. I feel a gavoya kamal kamis. Feel in a rock of arba. The window is it's not four wide. It's high up. Umar lehem ponov misham, but he's visible through that window to them. He can count for the 10. If somebody's on the roof, he doesn't count for the people which are inside the house. Upstairs doesn't count for downstairs. It has to be on the same level.
Important thing is they should see him.
Now, we're going to see that Mishabur is going to bring some people to argue. But I did your gimel. I want to do a few sittings together, and then we'll go back to Mishabur. Just get a picture of the cases, dealing with the cases of when the minyanim are mitzar, when people are mitzar. So based on what we said right now, correct? It seems that this issue right now is to be visible.
In the previous case, if you're in a separate room, even if you see him, doesn't
happen. Right, but over here he's not in a room. He's outside. Just outside. It's an open area.
Outside the building is
better.
It's better
in that respect.
Being in the same building.
Yes.
In adjacent rooms.
Correct. So even if the case is, let's say that the building is down here and there's a hill, they're on the fourth floor and he looks straight in. Right, they say in that case it also works. Okay, now. Tesvav. Imiksosim ifnim, imiksosim achutz. You have some people in the room, some people out of the room. Vishlich sibra, techa pesach. You put the shots in between. but in the doorway. So whom it's tarfen, he can cannot connect to the people who are in, the people which are out. That'll work.
Wait, but who's here means out of that room? Or
out of that room. Right. Okay, Chotzer Katana Tezayin. Shadifet Sabi Melua Le Gedoyla. So you have. You have your large chotzer, and you have a small one. So this is at this end; it's totally open. So the chotzer katana is totally open, going to the gedola. But the gedola has some type of a kafufi. It has some wall still on both sides facing the katana. So. It's totally open in the place where it attaches to the large room. There's no wall in between. However, but on the Gdala side, there is still some walls. Now, so the way the Mishabura says the case was that the wall continued into the Gedola a little bit. Okay? The wall continued in a little bit. This is totally open, but from the Gedola's part, there's some wall here and there's some wall here. So, so the Gedola is not considered connected to the Katana, the Katana is considered connected to the Gedola. El Harehi Kikaren Zavishalo. So the Katana, Ficha Im Tisha Begedola Vecha Bekatana, Mitzarfin. If there is nine in the Gedola and there's one in the Katana, the one in the Katana, Shakatana Nigeras Achara Gedola. The Katana, because it's totally open into the Gedola, is not considered distinct from the Gedola. However, you cannot look at the Gedola as being secondary to the Katana. So if the two areas are clearly distinct, even though the case will be over here, and the fact that they're visible to each other doesn't help in this case. So not all cases of being visible to each other is sufficient over here, because it's clearly two distinct places. Okay, let's say Hoyeshev Tzibur Bekatana Ubetzibur Begedoylo Motzion Yedei Chavosu. Because since we look at the Katana as being secondary, being tovel to the Gedoylo, your minions in the Gedoylo and your shots is here, that's fine. Shehu Nigrach Reham, because he's considered connected to them. Hoyeshev Tzibur Begedoylo Ubetzibur Bekatana, but all the way around, if he's in the large room, they're in the small room, so then Einon Motzion Yedei Chavosu, he cannot be Motzi them. Because he's not connected to the minion. She'en aroyv nigger achar yachid. Okay. Yudkes. Let's see. Ksosin bazora. Basically, that's ksosin bazora. Some are in the shul and some are in the outer room. And the Shabbat says, even if it's nine, so it's, even if there's a roiv. Now. Then Eina Mitzarfin, not Mitzarfin. The Mishabura will grapple with the question of what about visibility? Okay. Shliach Tzibur Yutes. Shliach Tzibur B'Teva, B'Tisha B'Beis HaKnesses. So the Teva, the place where the shots would stand, was a raised area. And because it was a raised area, halachically has a status like a different Mokum. But that's okay. Abishu Gavoya Asura, B'Rechova Arba. B'Yesha Mechitzus Gavoya Asura. It's 10 Tvachim high. It has Mechitzus around it. It's Dalit by Dalit. So it's a size of a separate Rishos. It's not a problem. Because it's inside of the shul, it's not better than the case of the Katana going into the Gedola. It's mamash bottled to the shul. We ask to be shekaz of the hani mili kishayin amachitzes magias the tikkurs of God. It's only if it doesn't reach the ceiling. Okay. One more cough. Hoya sir, b'mokim echad, b'arvim kadosh kedusha. We have 10 people in one room, and they're saying kadosh kedusha. Filo misha eno imohem yochulanus. This whole issue we're discussing right now is making a minion. You need 10 people together. Once you have 10 people together, the fact that you're outside doesn't preclude you from responding to whatever they're doing. But b'yeshar m'shei sir shalom yehem mafsik tinuf ayavodes kechovim. But it cannot be from where they are and where you are something which would preclude a response. Either if there's soya there, so between you and them is soya, you cannot respond to them. Even though you're not in the mukam where there's soya, you don't see the soya. So between the two, or if there's a vodas kechovim, Shabura will say that means either a getchka or a goy. So if the goy is in between, that's going to be a problem. This creates interesting halachic issue about responding to amen to a bracha over the telephone. So some places can say that it's a problem because you can assume the team where you are and where the person is, there's a going between them. That's highly probable. Probably a bathroom between also. But do you say that over the phone it's like a different type of connection? Okay. Fine. So those are the sifim. Let's see the mishaburas. So we started.
What about cell phone? That signal goes up and then down.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
The Borowitz just says you need 10 for the Baruch Kedusha.
Right.
So all these other things spread out. Next room. These are all what? Shonim.
Actually, the Gemara of the case of Chatzar Gedol and Chatzar Ketana and the shots, it's a Farish of Gemara and Erevin.
With Erevin or was it davening?
No, the more talks about davening.
About davening, okay.
I mean, the more talks about Gabi Erevin also.
Okay.
The more talks about Gabi davening. So the more definitely makes that you know, discusses this concept, the more introduces this concept of relationships of a minion. So it's the Rishonim expanded, obviously, to say, but the concept is it's
more says there has to be some defined
right.
What's one place.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see Mishabura. Starting from Mishabura Sivkotnyu, Mem Ches. Okay. So you have to have all of the 10 people have to be in one makom. Now, once they're in one place, if you know, they don't see each other. If they're in one house, that works. Okay? Even though the door is open, they don't count. If the two rooms have a pirtza between the opening is large enough that halachically it's considered not a pesach, but a pirtza is more than 10 amas wide. So then that's considered a pirtza, and therefore that's one area. But if it's less than that, they're not mitzarv. The pesach guba kemachitza chashuva, b'havel shnei batim. The doorway itself, even though it's a doorway that halachically has it in, like it would be. A doorway is not considered a pirtza, it's part of the wall. It's considered as if there's a wall there. We wouldn't say that, we'd have a big problem with how Tzuras HaPesach works. Right? Tzuras HaPesach is predicated on the fact that a doorway is considered a mechitza. Even though it's open, but it's considered as if it's closed. I feel like Shane Dallas Ben Aim, even though there's no doorway, Kol Shane Vishnei Rishigas, Vein Royan Zeh, Amit Starf. Okay? So if they're in two separate rishuyos, they're not mitzdarif. Now the Shulchan Aruch says depends whether they see each other or not. But however, that's the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. But there's a Yesh Rachmir which says even if they do see each other, the Mishabur is going to keep adding that line that some will be machmir even if they see each other. If it's two separate Rishuyos, it doesn't work. In general, you're talking about this specific case?
In general,
in general, he's just presenting two opinions, and he's not giving any type of a hakra. I mean, the fact that he's mentioning it means that he's. The fact that he's mentioning it doesn't mean he's saying he's going to take it into consideration. Okay. Have they in one place? Echad, how you teach them a bias to echad b'sukkah? Yes, I'm in the mitzvah of yesh chok. Because we look at the sukkah, which is it's just like it's an extension of the house. It's secondary to the house. It doesn't have a chashiv is enough because it's temporary to be considered a separate makom. Of yesh chok. You have a room. You have nine people there. You have a tenth person who's behind some type of a machitza, a curtain. The purpose is to create some. To create some type of privacy. So it wasn't created to be a separate room, which is created for privacy purposes. So therefore, so that's not considered a separate room, it's mitzar. But dafkin pirshul etznias baum, if the purpose just was to create privacy, so it wasn't made to be a mechitza, so then it doesn't create a separate room, and therefore there's no problem. Avleika to fill in a sefer Torah. Let's say you had a situation where there was a house, you had something which halachically would prohibit a person from having relations with his wife. They put up this mechitza over here to create the halachic barrier to allow the person to have to be able to be with his wife intimately on the other side. In that situation, it's considered a wall. So how if now one of the people is behind that wall, that curtain, which is a halachic wall, so then he cannot be mitzarif to the other nine. Pimagadim argues, since it's all one room, even though you put this curtain across it, it's still one room, and therefore that situation is mitzarif. Okay. The Mishnah Dishu brings from let's say you have a large hall and you're having some type of a simcha and you put up a mechitza. So what is that? Latznias ba'alma, which is which you say therefore they are mitzaref, or is that considered like the other purpose, which is to create a mechitza, and therefore so we would have argued the that let's see the goal is to have the men on one side and them on the other side. Since halachically there is a concept, we don't relate in these terms, that you can't say simcha b'maynoi when there's a welcome where you have a taruvus of men and women together. Therefore, they create the mechitza to create. There should be a true distinction between the two sides. So it's considered a mechitza, and they would not be mitzar. Okay. Now, when you calculate, you figure what's called outside of the door. So he said, if the person is standing in the open doorway from the place where the door closes and outwards, means if you would shut the door, he'd be outside. So he's considered outside. Safa Panimis. And we count that from where the door, from the inside of the door, which means even if he's standing where the door would be, since he's standing where the door would be, we calculate from the inner side of the door he's already outside. Now, it's interesting. Tell me where the more, if you saw your Maram walk on the very girl, it's the more Pesachim and Pehei, and the conversation over there is starting with the lochas of taking the Korban Pesach. You can't take it outside of the bias. So it says from the Agav, Kiluchutz, it's sort of like the Chutz. So that's where the conversation starts, and from there it moves to the locha of Minyan. I'm going to Rav Shukal, so yes, Shukal can also say, some disagree that the place where the door actually would be, that's considered inside. The Mokim, Mokim, Kamoshim, the Mokim, Zeh, Havik, Lifnim. I was saying, Rabbi, the Apostle Gam came, Bepshita, the Hechos, the Mirz, I'm the Mtaycha, Mokim, Zeh, we start from Lassar. So if you would have the majority in the room, and the Mirz is standing where the door would be, if the door would be shut, you know, let's say a large door, and it's open, but they'd be standing in that place, that's called their inside. So it's not worse than the Chatzar Katana, which is secondary to the room. So this is like the Chatzar Katana. We're saying over here that they're not mitzdarif. That's not true, because the Maisa, he's close enough to the room. It's not like he's in a different room. He's in an area which is secondary to the room, so it should be mitzdarif to the room. Shalom v'adel, it's of the thickness of the doorway, and l'chutz, he's a chutz. No. I'm yet of Hamshah Kosan, the v'chalal, a pesach, v'vad, mimokam adelis. The space of the doorway, not where the door is. Hechash adelis, kabua, l'chutz, mimokam adelis, l'fnim, yesh oid chalal, toichav, v'yad pesach. V'chuli alma, havik, l'fnim. If there's someone, let's say, a small, very, very small hallway, almost as it were, where the door, you go into the door, and the door is at the end of that, going outwards. So you're in this little self-contained area, that's considered inside of the house. You can rely on that. Okay, then we said, a person's behind the shul and he's visible to the, he's facing them and he's visible to the people inside, and vice versa. So he's mitzdarif Mohammed base. But there's a wall in between. He's looking through the window, but there's a wall. So that's not less than a door way in between, which you said is a problem. So now, over there by Zimun, the loch is that mitzdarif, even if not everybody sees everybody else. If some of the people in this place see some of the people in that place, then everybody's mitzdarif together. It's the same thing over here. You don't need all 10, him to be visible to all 10, all of the 9, really. The 9 people inside, as long as some of them can see him, that's sufficient. Okay. Now, let's take this question to the case of an Esos Noshim. So there's Esos Noshim between the two sides, and there's a window in the wall in between. And he's facing them through the window. So then he can count. He can count to be one of the 10. Now, furthermore, let's say there's 10 people in the room, and he's davening as his notion. Is he called davening with the tzibur? Is that called tefillah with tzibur? He says yes, because if he can be mitzarif to them, obviously he's considered with them. So if he's considered with them, he would be called tefillah with tzibur. Okay. Even though that's true, you should tell him the Nakal who lay in the base of Knesset Shiyarin. Now, their picture of Esther's Noshim was there was a raised gallery, but he was visible to them through the whatever they had, allowing him to look down. But if you could go down into the shul itself, and so you need to join. Why? The Yesh Rechvarim is Cholkum al Iker Adin. Some disagree with this whole premise. We don't compare the lochas of Zimun where there's a loch of Re'iyah to over here. Now, as Mishabur mentioned before, some people do not rely on the fact they can see each other. So we don't want you davening over there. I want to point out an interesting question. Let's say you have a glass which is a one-way glass. They use that for the mechitza for the Ezra's Noshim. So the people in the Ezra's Noshim can see into the shul. The people in the shul cannot see into the Ezra's Noshim. Then you would not consider it as if they're one group. The people in the shul cannot see him. So see, all you have in between is a window, but it's a window which does not allow them to see each other. Then they're not mitzvah. Okay, now we see the remorse of the Gagan of Aliyahs are not considered part of the bias. Nun Gimel, Gagan of Aliyahs, Mechei Gabon, Shein Royan, Elu is Elu. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch Shita, if they see each other, they're mistarf anyway. Now, Rabu Soyul Alomer, Afilo Chalonis, Rechobis, and the Muchas, Kol Shein and Shobis, Targabes Eknesis, Avim Huoymed, Vesoychem, and Mistarf. Now, this is true, it's not necessarily even a second floor. If the height of the two rooms is different, so it's not mitzvah, it's a separate area. Again, but Re'iyah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, would work. According to these other acronyms, it does not work. The Rambam is holding that Re'iyah works. We're talking about a case where there was no Re'iyah over here. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is looking. Okay, now let's say you have a situation where you have two people in, people out, and the shot is in the middle in the doorway. The Dal, who mitzarfim? He's mitzar. He connects everybody. The Kibun Shehu Shlech Tzibur Kolech Noisin Daito Olav Who Mechavrin Yachad. So we say a swara, since everybody is focusing towards him, he becomes the unifier. And so if all nine are inside and he's in the doorway, he'll connect to them. We said, what about if it's the Chatzar Gedolah, Chatzar Ketana? So if they're all in the if they're all in the Ketana and he's in the Gedolah, it doesn't work. Right? So why is that case no good? He's in a different market. So then you cannot connect them. But the doorway is considered with them for these purposes. But this is only true if it's a shot. Somebody else standing on the doorway is going to be a problem. So again, this is all talking about they don't see each other according to the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the Machmirim, that wouldn't help. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, point out. Lechutz ke lechutz. Right. V'imroim elu say lo yochulul hitzarif afilo amdim l'gamren l'chutz. If they, if there is lo yochulul hitzarif, he's mitzarif. Okay. Dumin the mouth shehekel makar b'lekamam m'sef yudalit pichadosh primagod. Chil yosh atayv lahachna b'zeshi konsul ifnim. He should come inside. The kulazu the mahani roim elu was elu l'yin tziruf. The idea that the being visible works. This idea that it creates a connection, like you find by benching. The Rashi himself says maybe. So the whole source is the Rashi. The Rashi himself says maybe. So even the Shulchan Aruch is relying on it, it's definitely better not to rely on that. And then, so in the next Spirit Law, it talks about the case of the Teva. So again, it's relying on a Rash, but the Gra holds all of the Rayas. Taylor the Mishartzi in the Gimel, so he brings the Machmir, Shubas Mitzvah Mishkanus Yaakov. The kind of Gra was if Kot Lamanal, because of the Yeshichos Kol Arayis. Gra holds that all of the Rayas to say that there's a din of Tzirif to Ria, they're all bottle. Ramas Harash, but Gubal the Kot of the Dharma and the Zeman Rak with their Hefsher, by Bechayodim and Birlov. So this relying on the being visible is questionable. The Rash himself only said with their Hefsher. The Gra says the Rayas are not Rayas. Mishkas Yaakov passes the Lachal Amaisa that they're not Mitzar. Mishkas Yaakov was probably one of the prime, the prime, or one of the, it's not the prime, one of the prime to meet him of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he passes the that they're not Mitzar. Okay. So let's say you put the case of the Chatzar Ketan and the Chatzar Gedolah, and you put nine Begedolah. What's the rule? You cannot say that the Gdala becomes secondary to the Ketana because it's considered separate. So that's the rule number one. And you cannot make the Tzibur secondary to the Yachid. Or 5 to 5, you can't connect, can't be nimshach one to the other either. But raka yochi nimshach achar atzibur. But one can be connected to the nine. Shemochi after she tzarfu elim came a yochid b'ktana b'tzibur b'gedoyla. So what you could say is I can let the one connect to the nine, and that'll work if the one is in the ktana, which is secondary to the gedoyla. If the one is in the gedoyla, the gedoyla cannot be secondary to the ketana. If you on the other hand, you cannot say the nine in the ketana should become secondary to the one in the gedoyla, because the ketana is nimshach to the gedoyla. Yeah, but nine is not nimshach to one. So the only way it's going to work is you put the one in the ketana and the nine in the gedoyla. Fine.
How far can you go with this comparatively? Can you do 7 and 3?
7 and 3 is fine. As long as it's a road. Okay, now we put the shliach tzibur in the katana, the tzibur in the gedolah. So the katana is nimshach to the gedolah. So he's like he's with them. But if vice versa, they're in the katana and he's in the gedolah. It's enem atzian. I feel him hoyo asar b'katana. Even though there's 10 in the katana, they have a minion. Ain hu matzian yechavosin. He can't be moitz to them because he's not with them. Filo yidna the kulam b'kian. That's his mind where we're being moitz. What about nowadays? We're diving anyway ourselves, so that really being mighty them. Come on, come on, Kaddish, Kedusha. He can't say Kaddish or Kedusha. Kimish Shemakim Shuaimin ain't Shaminyan. He doesn't have 10 people, so how can he say Kaddish? Oh, because Yesh Minyan Ramak and Mashdiach Tzibur, if there's 10 where he is, then Vadai, Moitzi, Phil Oysim, Shem, Akri, Besa, Knesset, Mashem, Mechavim, Vagam, Hum, Mechavim, Shiyotzi, Kol Hashem. So then the Loch is the Ferish Din, that he's Mechavim to Moitzi people even outside of the building. So it's not any worse, but you require 10 people in the Makam to allow them to say Kaddish, Kedush, etc. It's a common issue you have. Let's say you have these Shiva minion. You know, they have at somebody's house. So the different configurations of people's rooms. You know, if you have an L shape, you know, there's some people on the side room. So I had the situation. I was by a Shiva minion last week, and it was an L shape, and you had 10 people in this room, the main room, the side room. For the, you didn't have 10 people. There's somebody saying Kaddish in the side room. So, based on the rule of Roy Meila Veselu, it was okay. But Mr. Brewer doesn't really like that they're relying on Roy Meila Veselu. So, really, he should have walked into where you have the 10 and said the Kaddish over there. But I wasn't with the Balabos over there.
Well, what if you, in the Shiva house you have one level, but you can't fit everyone, so you have to go down the stairs?
Once you have 10 people in one Malkum, so the other parts, well, that was the Esos Noshim Shaila, right? Is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? So he said that we can hold Mikra Din, it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur, even though there were some people who were Machmer on that. Okay. Ksasim Azor, you had some in the basic Knesset, some outside in the outer room. So the name Mitzdarev. Who was in a filu in Tisha be basic Knesset of Yochid Mazor, even if it's 9 and 1. Because we got him, the Hahi, the Sif Yudzayin, Yuches, Yutes, Marika, Shein, and Royam, Elo, Zazet. The Royam, Zazet, I feel a bit about him, Mamish, me starfin. The Mudazimun, the Kamam, the Simakub, Sari, hey. We are Shakram, I feel a bit Royam, and Makam, and Tak, Efshi, Yeshlahok. So he keeps, you know, going through this conversation. If they see each other, it works. Some are Machmer, it's better not to be doing, rely on it, etc. Good. We get the message. Okay. Now, if the summer is over, they're not mitzdarif. Mishum nunches. Mishum the ain shampir. So again, it's not a break. If it's a breakthrough, it's one room. The opening is so large, it's considered one room. That's not the situation. The pasaguva feel the ain shamdelas kimachitza chashuba. How will they stay about them? Aye, there's a doorway, and the door that's considered like a wall. Okay. There's a large room and there's a smaller room inside. It's not totally opened into the large room. He's not considered filled with tzibur. Okay. He can answer Kaddish Kedusha, but he's davening by himself in a different room. Comes the Chumash Ridvaz? No. Such a Shikosev, the Zedafkin and Siruf. This whole issue of rooms is you want to make a group of 10, it's not a group of 10. But once you have a Kashiyah Kimispalo Imatzibur, you may have the Cheder Pesachach or Rak Dafka Derech Abayas Agodal, Kashiyah Kimispalo Imatzibur. So even though he's off to a side room, this is the only way out into the large room, he's considered connected to the large room, he's called davening with the group. If, however, he's in a room which has its own access, etc. And they don't see each other, because if they see each other, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mitzarev, it's Tilla B'Tzibur. Or if you hold it, Riyah doesn't help, so then he would be a problem. He thought he's really dominant in a different room. Now, putting that back together again with your Esos Noshim issue. So he said before they apparently were able to see through the window, right? The gallery allowed you to see through. So if Riyah holds good enough, he's called Tilla B'Tzibur. It's better to come down and down with them, because some say you can't rely on that. So even if it's in a separate room, you will not get the mile of Tilla B'Tzibur. You can answer Kaddish, you can answer Kedusha, you're not davening Tilla B'Tzibur.
When, if you start diving Shemona Esrei when Chazaras HaShatz starts, is that Tefillah and Tzibur?
Kasha is not Tefillah and Tzibur, but it's some level greater than just Tefillah and Tzibur. Okay. Sifnu Kotnun Tess. Shiach Tzibur B'Tevel. So you put your Shiach Tzibur into the Bima area, which is a raised separate area. So who are the Acher the Mitzar? If it's loved after the Shiach Tzibur, because he's totally surrounded by the room. So that clearly that area is secondary to the rest of the room. So that's the case of the Katana is Baltal to the Gdorla. The point is even the Chesimer is acceptable. But no, it's anybody, the truth is that works. But some say fine. Now, Sivkotnikov said if there's 10 in one place in the same Kaddish Kedusha, even though you're not with them, you can answer. But there can't be a separation, possibly, of Tina for or of Sivkotnikov. Sivkotnikov. Shenim Moham. Ratzalor Rafilu Bibai Sakhar. Rocha Kulgarmi. He's in a different house down the street. They have 10. The Shekhinah is there. They're allowed to say Kaddish Kedusha. Well, the field of Mechita Shal Barzal, and of Sekhaz Bain, call me Sheroitzel Tzarvi, Ma'atzi, Ma'ovim, Shebashamayim, Shechim, Mesech, Elu Asar. So Chazal say, there's nothing can block Tikva Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. So here, the Shekhinah is here in this room. So the fact there's a wall in between doesn't stop me. Okay. The lashon of the shulchan of the mishabura misha roitzel letzarif atzmai sounds like it's optional. He has a choice. If he wants a mitzarif, he can mitzarif, but he's not mechuyev necessarily to respond like that. And the lashon of the shulchan aruch also is yachol lanois, right? So is he choosing that lashon means that not that he's chayv lanois, but he could. If he so chooses, he also has the right to choose not like that. So that's, you know, he brings some Rav Shlomo Zalman, they bring the Masudish of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashar, they both make that diuk. The Chazanish disagreed. He's just saying that halakhically it's the same makom, and therefore you're able to answer. And once you're able to answer, you're mechuyev to answer. Fine.
So Rav, I'm not exactly sure I'm understanding this case. You have a minion in one house.
Right.
You have a house down the block, but he can see them.
He can hear them.
He can hear them. Right. So he doesn't even have to be able to see them.
Correct. Right. Okay. Yochel Lanois, Samakalov. Amein, v'menye shmerabo, v'knusha, baruchu, k'nyochel lotzio, yudei chavosa, v'tfila, imenu balki. He can manage for yotzim with them. Okay. However, yesh, some say you can't have in between. Okay, yesh shemim shitzorach. There shouldn't be mafsek a tina of oyavodes kachov. Now, the lashon of the shulchan aruch, he doesn't say this first opinion argues. It's just some say. So that when he presents it like that, what does he mean? Shmirakos shulchan aruch didn't say lashon of yesh shemim. Mashu didn't say lepsikulei, because if he passed like that, totally, he would have just said this is the din. He's not bringing Yesh Sharma this or Yesh Sharma that way. He's not bringing two opinions. He's saying, you know, there is such an opinion. I want you know that such an opinion exists. I am not committing to that opinion. Because you cost him one going to run Sharma himself. That the Ramah seems to say not that, that this is not a problem. If you're in a place which is clean, and they're in a place which is clean, the fact that there's something in between which is not clean is not problematic. Okay? Okay. There shouldn't be anything which is mafsik samakimashulyahe. It's not only kedusha, you can't even answer a main to a bracha. So he says a regular bracha, that you mean happening to you bakhlav. You can't answer a main to his bracha because you consider there's considered a hefsik between the two. Machitas of Barzal can't be mafsik, but Soya could be mafsik. Tinov. But Salar Mesamadal, a fellow who ruchem imel yosim yarbabas, he's not in the market with a tin of his. The ba'alma muta yede achzaras panov. If he's not within dalad amas, the fact that as long as he's not facing it, it's not a problem. Well, here there's a wall. Imen megila reich roz, only doesn't smell it. So okay, no oil. Kimushu mafzik ben asur ben zesher roitzli tzarfi moham. The problem is it's between the two. Mafzik ben ashkina regarding the shkina shenu shara bika. The shkina is there. You're here. You cannot connect. Akum or tzalim rabbi sechavim oy abed kechavim. See, either one is considered a hefsek. It's interesting. The kiddush shulchan aruch paskins like this yeshar. The shabur is coming out that the ikum psak is not like this yeshar. The shulchan aruch is not committing to it. The ramah is mashal not like that, like the magen avraham says. The chayyim makes this shura that sukkim you could say, right? But baruch you shouldn't say. The kids are not passing the if you have a guy in between, or you have a gatchka in between, or you have soy in between, you should not answer a main. Sif Chafal. So that's all of the dealing with different opinions of the different issues of configurations. Now the so we're talking about you need a minion. So we're talking about the halachas of minion. So what about Ir Shein Bom Elasora? Bechem him writes a lot to Yom Neroyim. He wants to go to the Rebbe. He wants to go away for Yom Neroyim. We can force him to stay. He has the right to be about the Seber from having a minion on Yom and the Royim. But the minion was that people would come for them to have it, make sure there was a minion. So even though people rest of the year they didn't have a minion, they would make sure they became accepted in Klai. So there's a commitment at least to Yom and the Royim they would have a minion. He cannot be mafsed them that. Or Olahaskar Achabim. He can hire somebody else to replace him, but he can't leave without addressing the issue. If there's 11, the two people want to leave. So who's got responsibility? So A says, not my fault, it's his, that's right. Okay? So they both hire one guy and they split the cost. So we discussed this before. So the Ani's leaving, his purpose of leaving is to help facilitate his pronosis, whatever reason why he's going. So in that situation, so we charge half of the total amount which it's cost. We're going to divide equally between the two individuals, the finafoshes, and the other half we're going to calculate based on the value of the people's wealth. So if it's cost $100, so if he pays 25, be 25. The remaining 50, if he has 10 times as much wealth as the other one, or he has 9 times as much wealth, he's divided into 10 portions, he pays $5 and he pays 45. Okay. Fine. Uschar Kazan al Yotzim Kalani Shorim. The Kazan that they're hiring to bring to the city for the Yom Neroyim, even though they left, they still have to pay. Even they're leaving, well, I'm leaving the beginning of Elul. No, I don't care. If you're leaving and leaving them without a minyan situation, you're going to have to address that. Some of them. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah at least. It became established in Klal Yisrael that at least during Yom HaNeroyim they create a minion for themselves. The whole city travels to a place where there's a minion. The eight people who live here. So then, we have a right to force the members of the city to build a shul. We have a right to force the members of the city to create a minion. This became established, and that's the minion clause. If you have 12 and 3 want to leave, so there's 13 and 4 want to leave, so they'll split the cost of their replacement in 4 parts. Okay. Now, so he says you do half of Himam and half of the Plush. So the Mishnah Berurah. Echadim Kosu. So Tosafu, this piece of Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Mizeh Parim Shem Mishabu. What does it do with the Plush? What does it do with Moment? Shekolechu Mechuyev Lahamin Ish Bimkaymoy. Shemitchilo All Yeminyan Shalim Bein Mishal Levatul Yeminyan. So in this situation where he could have been here and they would have had a minion, so it's him that you're replacing. He's a he, so it's the fee. It's not the fee moment. Where's the case where you pay half the fee moment and half the fee nefashis? We have to go hire people to come. So he spoke about this before. The oni has the advantage of being more mobile. So he says, because I have less money, I have less commitment here. So you have more money, you have more commitments, and you should pay more. But this situation where you're leaving, we're gonna the cost is equal. The Kazan is charged even where the people are going to leave. He left and then they're not allowing him back in the country. So even though now the time came, but since he planned to come back, and he can't, so then he's not going to have to pay. But there has to be a choroinus. He can't come back because he doesn't have the money to pay for the money that he borrowed, so he's afraid to show up because they're going to impound his money, property. That's not called the Einish Mamish. Because he, played around with his money, which he shouldn't have, they don't have to pay for the cost of the chazim because of it. Regards to paying for the esrog, I'm not here, I don't have to pay for the esrog. They have to hire 10 people plus a chazan. There's people from the live outside in the the who usually come into the city. They don't have to pay this to help for the cost of the chazan over here, or the minion over here. The boy, they don't have to come. They want to travel. They can go to a different city. So they don't have to pay any cost, even though they're going to join the city. They don't have to pay any of the cost of hiring the chazan or the minion. What if you